Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Did you watch the Trump-Harris debate? And if so, what did you think about it? Well, Brooke Spector joins us this morning. He's the associate editor at the Daily Maverick, a retired American diplomat. And we wanted to hear from him what he thought. Brooks, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm a little tired because I got up at 2 in the morning.
I don't doubt that for a second. So what did you think?
I went to bed at 8.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I watched it carefully, and I've been following commentary on, you know, half a dozen different websites and all kinds of other things, and friends in the U.S. who watched it at a decent and normal hour, including my wife in this case. Mm-hmm. And the conclusion, I think, is unanimous. Donald Trump was consumed whole by Kamala Harris. She won convincingly. She surmounted the one major hurdle that she had to achieve. One was to introduce herself to those people who feel they do not know her well enough. She made the convincing case about her own life story, but more importantly, she made the case that she is a serious person suitable to become president. That's not quite the same as saying she should be elected by all the people who thought that.
Absolutely.
But that she removed the shroud of, well, is she, could she be? Donald Trump, on the other hand, came across as tired, as angry, and falling back on the increasingly threadbare tropes that he has been using for years about the way immigration is killing the country. And at any moment now, we're going to be in World War III. And I think the low point in the debate, which he raised not once, not twice, but three times, I hope you're sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes, of course.
That legal Haitian immigrants in the town of Springfield, Ohio, have been stealing the kitties and the puppies of residents to eat them.
Yeah, that's just not smart, eh?
That's
not smart. Why? How would he fall for that? Surely in prep for a debate like this, you want to make sure, and especially somebody like Donald Trump who has a difficult relationship with some of the facts in the way he portrays a story. Surely he would that should have been something he should have been on guard for and not to fall into.
Well, I suspect that the moment he raised it, let alone the second and the third time, that his advisors and debate preppers and staff. You could see them all collectively start ripping their hair out pounding their heads against the nearest wall, because it's precisely that kind of thing, as well as a number of others, that make it clear to normal people that the man is clearly not qualified to be reelected. Even if you agree with some of his policy prescriptions, that this kind of personal demeanor and approach this is a disqualification. And I think that's where it kind of boiled down. She stayed composed. He did not. She stayed mostly on point. He did not. And before we move beyond that, let me just add that the two moderators from ABC News, they did a splendid job, and they even fact-checked as they asked their questions. And we have to give them a shout-out, because it's probably the best moderating of a presidential debate I've ever seen. And I've been watching them since I was a little kid back in 1960 when they started.
So it's clear to me that Kamala Harris needed, if she wanted to achieve one thing during this debate, it was, as you've mentioned earlier, that which it was that she is a decent candidate. In other words, she's got the strength, she's got the clarity, she can stand up to a difficult opponent. She very clearly, from everything we've read and spoken about and what we've heard from you, she achieved that. What was Donald Trump? What was his goal, do you think, and did he achieve that?
You know, it's an interesting question. I mean, part of, I think he had a couple of goals there. One was to solidify support among those people who are already his base, his Make America Great acolytes and supporters. But the problem with that, of course, is that that doesn't represent a majority, and you usually win elections with majorities rather than minorities. That's how it's done. It's mathematics. The second goal, I think, was to what was to get just enough of the those people who are yet undecided to get just enough of them to come his way that he would win in a couple of those swing states: Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. That he could squeak by with a very, very slight majority in the Electoral College, which is how you win the election. And unfortunately, he may have won on the first, but he certainly did not succeed, at least in this early judgment. I mean, we have to wait till the polling comes out, really. He did not win the second one. The snap poll that CNN did just as the broadcast ended was that 63% said Kamala Harris won and 37% said Donald Trump won, which is a bit of a, you know, it's a walking disaster. One last thing for you before you have to move
go
on.
To ads. Exactly.
Just as they finished the debate, the most extraordinary thing happened. Taylor Swift came out and said that she's supporting Kamala Harris.
Right. I did see that, and that is where we leave it. It is 8:58. I'd love your thoughts, your reaction, 0618951019. Brooke Spector, Associate Editor at Daily Maverick and a retired American diplomat.